This is a really big day. I am honored. I would like to thank the Academy. The Southern Poverty Law Center has named a video I did for Prager University in which I attack the alt-right the most egregious PragerU video of all time. Thank you. It's an honor. Meanwhile, the left is breathlessly reporting frivolous nonsense. We will analyze some of that, but only later in the show. Because first, and I'm also honored to have this, actor and comedian Tom Arnold will stop by to talk about his new show on Vice, which focuses on that strangely elusive Russian golden showers tape Democrats have insisted they have on Donald Trump. We will discuss how the Democrats are running on smoke and mirrors. I'm Michael Knowles, and this is The Michael Knowles Show. All right, let's get right into it. We have Tom here. Vice is doing a new show delving into the issue Americans really care about most, whether there is a video of Russian hookers urinating on a bed in Donald Trump's hotel room. To discuss the show, we have brought the host here himself. You know Tom Arnold. Before we get to Tom, I've got to advertise a little bit, make a little money, honey. I got to talk about Movement sunglasses. You know that I love Movement. And by the way, I'm a sunglasses aficionado. It's the one thing I'll buy expensive because you wear them all the time and they really matter. They affect how you see the world. And because I'm Italian, so obviously we wear expensive sunglasses. You don't need to buy expensive sunglasses to get really, really high quality here. Movement has the answer. You can buy a pair of $200, $300 sunglasses. You feel like you got ripped off. You could lose them on the airplane or something. These guys at Movement, who have totally revolutionized the watch industry, they said, we're going to make quality, trendy sunglasses at a fair price. They aren't plastic. They're acetate. You can get them polarized, which I did. They're really nice. The Hide is the model that I got, and they're beautiful, and they work really well. They start at just $70. These are my go-to shades. They are just as high quality as the much more expensive ones, and they're really, really good. I really like them. I got the tortoise whiskey shade, which looks very cool. Makes me look like a real hipster. It transfers from my Rachel Maddow look very well into the sunglasses.
How are they with moisture?
They handle moisture wonderfully. They're okay. Really, really, yep. High quality premium acetate frames, no cheap plastic here. Get 15% off today with free shipping and free returns by going to mvmt.com/Covfefe, COVFEFE. MVMT.com/Covfefe, COVFEFE. You know Movement for the watch industry. Now you can see how they're revolutionizing sunglasses. Join the movement. Tom Arnold has already joined the movement in that ad read. He is an actor and a comedian. You know Tom. You've seen him alongside Arnold Schwarzenegger in the movie True Lies and a million other things. You've seen him alongside ex-wife Roseanne Barr, probably recently in the news, and in a bunch of other movies and TV shows. Tom is now doing a show with Viceland in which he gets down to the real important issues facing the country. That elusive golden showers tape from the long discredited Democrat-funded Steele dossier. Here is the trailer.
Donald Trump saying, quote unquote, grab them by the pussy.
Talking about 16-year-old girls in their underwear here, okay?
Spewing racial slurs on the set of Celebrity Apprentice.
President Trump denies any involvement with prostitutes.
Don't worry. Tom Arnold is on it, and I'm Tom Arnold.
Tom, thank you for being here.
That was strange.
Well, here's my first question. Because as with many things in the broom closet of the Ben Shapiro show,
yes,
we'll fix it in post.
Right.
My first question for you. This is a show, as people will have seen now in post-production.
Yeah.
This is a
show. Let me explain something to you, young man. A golden shower is, there's a difference between a golden shower and also there's a difference between a hooker and a model. So that's a red herring, sir.
Okay.
There was no golden shower. There was a model urinating on a bed because Donald Trump doesn't like Barack Obama. Would you agree that Donald Trump doesn't like Barack Obama?
I would agree that half the people in this room don't like Barack Obama because we're very lucky to have Vice joining us today to be filming this report of the show.
Right.
Usually it's 100% of the people in the room.
But have you ever had someone urinate on a bed because you don't like Barack Obama? Is that the level of dislike for Barack Obama that you have?
Well, it never occurred to me. My level of dislike for Barack Obama was such that I would even vote for Mitt Romney to get rid of Barack Obama.
Well, that's interesting.
My first question, This whole thing is about this tape.
By the way, we just interviewed, David Korn.
Yeah.
And because of him and his dang tape recording, having that waiter tape record Mitt Romney, we could be in the second term of Mitt Romney's presidency right now. That's true.
That is, you're right.
If it was for dang David Korn.
David Korn gave us Donald Trump. He gave us Donald Trump. Do you have the tape? Do you have the Russia urination on the bed Barack Obama tape?
I'm 100% sure it exists.
How are you sure? You don't have it yourself.
I don't have it myself, but I'm also sure the Steele dossier is 100% real.
But even Democrats now are saying that Steele dossier is, I mean, we know demonstrably some of it isn't
first
true.
First of all, can we agree on one thing? Democrats are idiots.
Well,
can
I mean,
we agree on that?
Not all of them, but you know.
If, right, right.
Once
now,
the,
not
once
all
the cameras go off.
Not all of them. Not all of them. And Republicans are morons. Can we agree with that?
I can agree with the first part more easily than the second part.
Let me just say something about Donald Trump. And I love the way you talk about him. You talk about him like a second grader talks about Santa Claus to toddlers. You're like, guys, come on. He doesn't go to every house on Christmas Eve. That's a story.
Yeah.
A story. So, but yet, I'm going to tell you about Donald Trump. He is outside of Macy's telling everyone he goes to every house on Christmas Eve. He really does. He's that crazy.
Well, he has been giving us wonderful gifts since he was inaugurated. In that way, I think he's like Donald Trump.
Like, for instance?
Santa Claus. this is my question. So you don't have the tape. But you're sure it exists.
Yeah. I lived in the Moscow Ritz. And they do tape everything you do there.
Of course they do. That goes without saying. And it's kind of funny how they do it. They brag about their technological advancements at the Moscow Ritz. And the irony there is because they're recording everything you're doing.
Right.
But we know.
Did you know that he went to a PP party the summer before in Las Vegas? And he went to a PP show. And I have a picture of him doing that the summer before Isakoff, Michael Isakoff, in their book, there's a picture of him doing that. So the groundwork was laid. He went to a show where a woman peed into a champagne flute. There's a picture of him doing that the summer before this.
But here's the thing, Tom.
Russian Roulette's the name of the book. You love books. Please read that book.
I read them. I write them. I don't use words.
Yeah, you do. I know. That's so funny, the book you wrote with.
Thank you very much.
Funny.
So you're making
a waste of paper. Trees and stuff.
Trees are an organic, renewable resource. I'm saving the environment by printing that book. Otherwise, it'll turn
into
parking
lots. You have amazing hair, son.
Stop it. You're going to make me blush.
Yeah.
You make a lot of these claims that the tape exists. The Democrats have been looking for this tape. We know the Democrats funded that Steele dossier. We know a lot of it has been discredited.
But let's be honest. Did the Republicans start it? I know the Democrats really funded a lot of it.
We know that both Republicans and Democrats have used Fusion GPS for opposition research.
Yeah,
totally
of course, true.
But the Steele dossier...
Are you saying it's not accurate, the Steele dossier?
Absolutely, it's not accurate. We know that...
What's not accurate? Give me something.
I'll go through points by point.
Okay.
So in the Steele dossier... This is quoting from the Steele dossier. The Russian regime has been cultivating, supporting, and assisting Trump for at least 5 years. Aim endorsed by Putin has been to encourage splits and divisions in the Western alliance.
That would bring it back to
2011.
You don't think that's true?
Of course, it can't be true.
Okay, but what's going on right now? By the way, what about the news this week with our alliances and the G7 and what's going on with Trump and Canada? The split is not true about that. With what Trudeau and Trump and our alliances and what's going on with Germany.
What's wrong with our alliances?
All of our allies, we're not getting along with them.
We're getting
North Korea and Putin and China and not our allies anymore.
Our allies.
Exactly what's happening, brother.
Under the Obama administration, our allies paid far less for their involvement in NATO
Seriously?
Yeah.
Even though
Barack Obama and his predecessor encouraged our allies in NATO to actually pay their fair share.
So that's really what it's about.
It's about us working together with our allies, which we're doing.
That's good news to know.
You know, Donald
because
Trump is so
that right is to... what's happening. That doesn't matter. They didn't say anything about, there's nothing in the Steele dossier about, they're going to pay more money. Those words you just read are happening right now in real time.
Well, here are some pretty strange ones. So here's another line from the Steele dossier.
Okay.
It alludes to the existence of a Russian dossier or kompromat on Hillary Clinton is confirmed by source B. She or he confided in a trusted compatriot that it had been collated by Department K of the FSB for many years.
Okay.
Except the Directorate K, which is an infamous part of Russian intelligence, doesn't do intelligence on foreign leaders. SVR does, FAPSI does, but not Directorate K. So it just doesn't add up.
First of all, I'm not even sure what you just said, but think got something about Hillary, get it. Because get her,
and then she should not be
president anymore. That means nothing. But let me tell you something. The first thing you read is absolutely true, because there is everything you said, our allies,
you're saying that Russia predicted in 2011 that Donald Trump could become the president of the United States? Russia, Vladimir Putin being the only person on earth who predicted that Donald Trump could be the president of the United States?
No, when Donald Trump said that Barack Obama was not born here, when he started the birther campaign in 2011, and people rose up and supported him.
Did anybody seriously think that he would become the president in 2011?
I know in 2013, when Vladimir Putin called his room in Moscow, Ritz-Carlton, and Donald Trump put that call on a speakerphone, and some people I know that were with the Miss Universe contest, and he said to everybody, I want you to be the president. We will support you in any way we can.
But this is the problem, Tom. You hear all the time.
Well, he is the president, and this is happening.
Let's stick in the moment here. But here's the problem. The question has been, we have these tapes. Then it was, well, we don't
and
have these tapes.
And he just gave up all of our, tapes. He just sided with, he gave stuff to North Korea that's just unprecedented.
What did he give to North Korea?
He said, okay, no more war exercises.
When is the war game scheduled? The war game's not scheduled.
No, but you heard his words. You heard his word. I know you're coming for Santa Claus, like Santa didn't really mean that.
Tom, when is that war game scheduled for? It's not scheduled for.
I know you're
full
being you're
year.
Being practical. You should be the president, but you're not for real.
I got the
you're
Tom Arnold endorsement for president.
No,
that's
but he's
good.
He is out of his mind. I know. First of all, I know him. I've been to the Playboy Mansion with him. I was at the creepy guy. I've known him 30 years. I wish you were president. You're a smart, analytical kid.
You know, I'm
glad you're around. You know, but he's insane, okay?
But I wonder, we always hear he's stupid, he's insane, from people who know him, people
who've
known him for a long
time. He's exactly as he was 30 years ago.
But he keeps being successful. And this is my real question.
Is he successful? We are losing everything. Every day we risk losing everything. There's people propping him up. I'm not saying you. I'm saying you're like, oh, no, what he really means. No, he is that batshit crazy.
But look at the actual facts on the ground.
He's a straight up racist. Look at his policies. Look at his policies.
What policy is racist?
They are ripping people from children from their mothers at the borders.
They're deporting illegal aliens.
But there's a cruelty to it.
But it's not. Michael, but what's the racism?
Michael,
where's the racism?
Because it's always brown people. I'm telling you,
people are crossing the border from Mexico. That's true. But do you think if it were white people crossing the border, they wouldn't be deported? That we shouldn't enforce immigration law?
I'm telling you, there's something about it. I'm telling you, it's there for all countries. I'm telling you, there is a difference. There is a difference.
Are you saying Haiti is some lovely metropolis that we should all move to?
I get what you're doing.
The point is, I know the guy, too.
I spent time with the guy. It is different. There's no reason to rip babies from their mothers, period.
So you're saying there's no reason to deport illegal aliens? No, that's a red herring.
It's different.
Well, how's that different? We're talking about deporting illegal aliens.
We're Americans. We don't do that. We're better than that.
We don't enforce our immigration law because we're Americans?
No, we have humanity. There are ways to do things, and we're better than that.
But don't you think that Americans have a right to determine who gets to come in and out of the country and use our taxpayer-funded services?
That's right. We commit crimes in the United States. And we can do it the American way because we're better than that.
What's the American way?
With humanity and with respect.
So you're saying don't deport illegal aliens?
No, I'm saying you do. You absolutely do.
So how do you do it the right way,
the American way, and you treat people with respect, and you treat people well, and you don't rip people apart, and you don't use that. You're talking about
those images of the kids in the cages and all that kind of stuff.
No, I'm talking about literally what they're doing.
Right, but are you
a father?
It's a big country, and it's a wise man who knows who his father is, but none that I know of.
All right, no, I said you're not a father. Well, if you were, and I am, imagine your son being taken from you. If you could imagine that feeling.
Yeah, I don't want my son to cross illegally into another country, too.
Yeah, okay.
And I wouldn't do it on his behalf.
No, but you don't understand. Once you're a parent, you'll understand. There's something inside of you.
I'm not going to illegally enter another country so that I don't lose my son.
I get it. I'm sorry. No, and I don't mean to be disrespectful to you, but you don't know what you're talking about, okay?
Until you're a parent, you
can't even imagine. I know plenty of parents who oppose illegal immigration. There's just a humane way of doing things.
Do you think that the people who voted for Donald Trump, half the country, that they're racist, deplorable, irredeemable?
No, I don't.
But they
think
voted for a racist.
I can't possibly.
They voted That'd for racist like me, policies. According
listen,
to
that you. Would be as bad as being you and saying, "Oh, it's about making a blanket statement like, oh, you can't deport illegal aliens." No, humanity. You have to have humanity, especially when you have to think about where are the Earth is one planet. Okay, do you believe in God, for instance?
Yes.
Okay, then take a step back. If you believe in God, so you think God is like. Deport people. No humanity. No humanity, Michael Knowles. No humanity. These are the laws.
God is God of perfect justice and perfect mercy, which is very difficult for us. But we know from St. Paul's epistles that the civil authority is endowed with a right to enforce the law. Isn't that right?
First of all, I'm Jewish.
Render unto Caesar what is Caesar's. So tell me about mercy.
Tell me about the mercy at the border of taking babies from their mothers. Intentionally to be punitive, and these mothers are escaping domestic violence to get to America, the land of the free, the home of the brave, just to get an opportunity to save their children's lives. And tell me about Jesus. And I saw the Jesus documentary that Mark Burnett made, or the miniseries.
You want to read the book? It's a good book.
Right. Well, I've read the first part. Let me tell you something. What would Jesus think about all this? Well, for real.
What would Jesus think about the civil government enforcing the law? Well, I'll take it from his apostle that it is perfectly right for the civil government to enforce the law.
Hold on, what do you think about these money guys, these billionaires?
I don't know how many billionaires there were at the time.
Let's talk with your heart for a second.
Yeah.
Babies being yanked from their mouths. Is there not a better way to do this?
What is the better way? First of all, we're not deporting little babies and letting the mothers stay.
Babies
go to Honduras, but the mothers stay in America. That's not what happens.
No, but babies go to Chicago. Don't tell the mothers where they are. It's unacceptable. Listen, we can do better.
We have the most charitable immigration regime in the entire world.
No.
We have the highest
foreign-born population. You run this better than they do down there. You know where that monitor is? You got a better crew here? People, listen,
Tom, they don't know what they're doing down there yet.
We
apprehend over 1,000 people a day crossing illegal into this country at the border. And as Donald Trump correctly said, I worked in a meatpacking plant for three years.
We bred Hormel meatpacking plant better. They don't know what they're doing yet. Let's say they just changed the policy. They don't have things set up. They don't have housing set up. We knew we had hog refinement facilities better than they do down there.
We have housing in their own countries.
I'm telling you, you haven't been there. I'm telling you, the people down there, now they're talking about setting up tents. It's a freaking 100 degrees here. They don't have things set up.
Tom, do you know what makes that so hard? We apprehend 1,000 people.
They're kids. They're human beings. Hold on. They're human beings. We would not allow our pork and cattle to be treated like this right now because legally you can't. You have to have certain kind of facilities. Right now they're just saying,
how many people that we apprehend at the border every day do we just send right back to their country? As probably we should. Do you know how many people we do that to?
Do you ever have
zero people?
You know what would help you guys for a second? And I know the bleeding heart liberals, I know it can be bullshit. I know they're way over the fucking top. But for a second, and can you not think that way? Because you think it would be going against Trump? For a second?
I think Americans have a right to their own democratically enacted laws, bipartisan laws, to decide who comes in and who comes out. We have the highest highest rates of immigration until recently because it's dropped under Donald Trump. But we have the highest percentage of foreign-born population in American history since 1890. Under the best of circumstances, assimilation is difficult. Under these sort of circumstances, it's virtually impossible. 80% of women and girls who cross the border.
You know, Italians. 80% you know, long
excuse
time,
me, Tom. Let me finish this point.
Italians, we're not. No. But think about this. We hated Italians. Everybody hated Italians. Americans did not want Italians here. They were like, no. They were scorned. They were the scum of the earth. You probably don't remember this. Your parents, your grandparents would tell you about this. They did not want Italians here. And just read the history. I know you've read books. And they were scorned and they were looked down upon. And it was awful.
Tom.
It was awful.
According to Amnesty International and the Huffington Post, not exactly right-wing outlets, between 60 and 80% of women and girls who cross the border
illegally are raped
and sexually assaulted. What is compassionate or merciful or humanitarian about encouraging a regime, encouraging human traffickers who bring those women and girls across the border and rape them along the way?
That's a red herring. It's a red herring.
60 to 80% is a red herring.
It's a red herring. You aren't, but it's what we do when they get to the border to rip their children apart. We need to take, that's our policy, to scare them to go back. We're going to take their children from them.
Tom, I don't think there's a federal statute to rip children away from.
It's a policy. Will you look into it for me? Will you? Will you do something about it with me?
If there's a federal policy children away from their mothers,
Take the children away from their parents. There has been suicides of the parents because they couldn't find their children.
Well, when people do get to the border, they do have to be processed. True. There's no national policy to rip children away from their parents.
There's a 4-month-old child that was taken from her mother yesterday. Will you at least investigate this with me?
The horrible things happen because of illegal immigration. That's why we need to stop illegal immigration.
Okay, so you're not denying it's true.
I'm actually saying it's much worse than you are saying it is. I'm saying illegal immigration causes many, many more problems than you are saying it is, which is why we need to cut off all incentives for it and enforce our immigration laws and have people follow.
But we could do better.
Well, it's easy to say these slogans, right? It's easy for this innuendo. This is the question that I want to get to, because right now the economy's going gangbusters. It's doing better than it ever has.
For rich people, for corporations, for whatever.
Everybody just got a tax cut. The economy is doing very well.
Come on.
Invested in the stock market is doing very well.
The stock market.
You say that, but it's nevertheless. Facts don't care about your feelings.
Yeah. But
black unemployment at historic lows.
But your feelings, these people, you still got to care about people.
But at the end of the day, we have to acknowledge reality.
This is reality. It's not your reality. But, you know, you're responsible, too.
But there's only one reality, Tom.
Oh, no, that's not true. If you have to accept there are other realities. If you think your reality is the only one, you're full.
I think we've explained the Democrat-Republican divide.
There's not even Democrat-Republican.
Reality.
There's one big reality. Well, Trump, you're sitting defend a guy who's a complete alternate reality.
Donald Trump, I think
he lies every day, 50 times a day, and then you explain it for us.
I'll explain that explaining right after I make a little bit of money. We got to talk about Thrive Market, baby. Thrive is a wonderful marketplace. I want to thank them for being a great sponsor. They have great savings on all the products you need to live a healthy life. It's a revolutionary online marketplace on a mission to make healthy living easy and affordable for everyone. You can shop for thousands of the best-selling non-GMO foods and natural products.
I agree with this. I love this place. This is one thing I agree with, Michael. I recommend this place.
I knew Tom would like this one.
100%.
See, this is bridging 100%. The entire. This is bridging the political divide. It is so good. I always use their olive oil, especially. It's really high-end. They can curate it. They make the choices much easier to make. Fish oils are great. They're really, really good. A highly curated catalog. You know, you might only find 3 to 4 options for each product. It's because they are the best. More than 70% of the Thrive catalog cannot be found on Amazon, largest retailer in the country that sells exclusively non-GMO groceries. And right now, I'm going to give you free food. Get $60 of free organic groceries plus free shipping and a 30-day trial. Here's how it works. Users will get $20 off their first 3 orders of $49 or more plus free shipping. You're going to want to buy a lot more than that, though. Most shoppers spend more than $49 on our site anyway. I certainly do. Do the math. You spend $49, Thrive automatically gives you back $20. So your total purchase is just $30. You get this deal 3 times in a row. ThriveMarket.com/Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, to get $60 of free groceries. Don't say I never did nothing for you. ThriveMarket.com/Michael. All right, Tom, back to reality. You're telling me this explains the show.
My God.
Because I've never seen this that Trump urine tape.
Right.
And Democrats, it seems to me they are distracting from all of the good things that are happening in this country with innuendo and implications and the fantasies of other realities that are fantasies.
Well, it is true that we are far apart because we feel like you're totally over here with the fantasy that Donald Trump is infallible and everything.
When have I ever said he's infallible?
Let's meet in the middle. Okay, name one thing that he's absolutely lied about.
I think Donald Trump talks like a New Yorker. So I'll give you an example.
Oh, that gives him an out. Give me an example.
So the example is this. Donald Trump says we have, we had the biggest crowds ever for this. We had 60,000 people at such and such a rally. Now, in reality, maybe the rally only had 30 or 40,000 people. I'm willing to acknowledge that. The way New Yorkers talk is a little hyperbolic. He goes out, he says, this is the most tremendous thing that's ever happened in the history of the world. Maybe it's not the most tremendous thing that's ever happened, but it's a hyperbole, and it leads into an exuberance. I don't think that's the kind of lie as saying, if you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor, which the former president,
Barack
Obama,
that's a terrible lie. The 3,000 lies, you don't think that man has straight up lied to the American people?
What has he lied about?
Everything. He is like when he said, "My rich friends are really mad about this tax break.
Of course,
it will not help them."
It raised taxes on the on people in New York and Los Angeles, on me, and on people in the highest income bracket. It raised taxes on them.
Yeah.
It raised taxes on me.
But all the trillions, because he hates me, all the trillions of dollars back into this country that are overseas.
We have repatriated money from this country.
The trillions of dollars.
We've repatriated jobs as well. We know this. There's a new announcement every
My
week.
Family will not benefit. They have not going to benefit.
Well, you won't
from
because you're too rich,
no,
Tom.
His
I won't
family,
benefit either.
His family, Ivanka, Jared, they will not benefit from working in my administration.
How have they benefited?
$82 million last year that family benefited.
Well, the Trump Organization is still in operation. Sure, the Trump Organization is still making money, obviously.
They personally made.
How much money did Barack Obama have going into the presidency and leaving the presidency?
Okay.
Did he have more or less?
$3 billion? Barack Obama was the freaking president of the United States. Senior advisor. Let me ask this. How many times did Barack Obama golf? And how many times did you complain about it?
I don't mind. I never complain about the golf.
But you know who did? Donald Trump.
And
Donald Trump said, "I will never golf." He's golfed 10 times more. Do you ever call him out on his how many times he calls other people out on it?
This is actually getting to the central point of your TV show and my criticism of the premise
of the TV
show.
Here's the central point. I don't trust him negotiating anything for us. I think that Donald Trump is a Russian asset. I don't think he knows it.
What's your evidence of this?
I don't think he knows it.
What's your evidence?
He is in love with Putin. Putin does have something on him.
What is
he
your evidence
know that.
Of that?
Well, he won't let us investigate. He won't let us follow through. They meddled in our election. He's done everything.
How did
he
they meddle in the election? They spent $100,000 on Facebook ads.
Do you not
digital
listen
company.
To our own intelligence?
What intelligence are you referring to? Because I'm citing the $100,000 of Facebook ads.
You aren't privy to it because it's the NSA, the CIA, and the FBI. They've shared all that with Donald
Trump.
But
how did they meddle specifically? Because it's easy to use these big innuendo.
I'd love to tell you, except I'm not privy to it either.
Well, I can tell you exactly.
They 100% certainty have shared that with the people that know.
I can tell you how the Russians meddled in the election.
And by the way, they fixed the election for Donald Trump. It's not like they just spent $100,000. They fixed. He's an illegitimate president, and he knows it. And that's why he's fighting this. He is not the president. He doesn't deserve to be the president.
Tom,
he is not the president. He's an illegitimate president.
I know.
Everything he accused Barack Obama of, that's him. He's not the president.
He took all our health insurance away? I don't think he did that.
Yeah. Well, Donald Trump, that's another thing. He is trying to take people's health insurance away just because Barack Obama gave it to them.
Tom, I liked my doctor and I didn't get to
keep
my doctor.
Do you want to know
Barack
what
Obama and my prices went
up. And he's going to do it again in 18 and Donald Trump's going to make sure he doesn't stop him.
Tom.
He's not protecting our ballot boxes, our voting machines.
What are you talking
about?
He's
going to let Russia do it again.
Donald, listen,
the Senate had a hearing yesterday, and they're freaked out about it because he's not doing anything about it. That bothers me. Voting is a basic tenet of our people.
That's why Republicans are trying to protect the integrity of the ballot box.
Why didn't they show up for that Senate hearing? Republican senators did not show up because they're beholden to Donald Trump.
Hey, Tom,
they need to protect
if you
us.
Want to protect the integrity of the ballot box, do you think that people should have to show an ID to vote?
I think you should protect us from Russia, number one, not from Americans. Protect us from outside.
I thought we were
listen
gonna
to John McCain.
That's
John McCain
usually
Patriot.
Not great advice.
It's John McCain. Really? Really? I'll take John McCain over Donald Trump or any of these guys.
I know.
He's
left wingers much prefer John McCain to conservative Republicans. That's true. That's very true.
Hey, buddy, if you're not taking John McCain as a patriot, a man who stood up there.
Yeah, he's a patriot.
Yeah.
But I don't like his political views.
Really?
I don't. I think he wanted to gut
the
first
amendment. But I'll tell you what, when the going gets tough, and the guy says, you know, here's the line versus outside forces, it's John McCain. A guy that's proved it every time better than you or me or Donald Trump, who's put himself on the line for this country, it's John McCain, okay?
Yes.
Forget politics.
He served
it's John McCain.
Yes. True.
Beyond served admirably. That's a bullshit thing to say.
He served very admirably.
He lived in a cage for 5.5 years.
Yeah, extremely admirable.
Okay.
Sure. But
okay.
That doesn't mean that his political views have
I'm not talking about politics. I'm talking about he's an American patriot that put
right.
himself on the line. And this is what it's like, because they're going to screw around with our vote.
Tom,
is the most important thing. And you're about, you want to take away votes. Oh, you got to show an ID.
I want to take away
illegal
votes.
I'm talking about Russia. Keep them out of our election.
But Tom,
what are you doing to keep them out of our elections? You want to keep people of color from voting by showed IDs or old people?
When have I ever
you want to make it harder for people to vote? I want to make it harder for Russians to vote.
You know, Tom, that is a real accusation. You're saying it is. Keep black people from voting.
Well, you see how many people can't vote.
You said it, Tom.
Who do you not want to vote? Americans. I don't want Russians to vote.
Well, really, I don't want Democrats to vote very much.
Right. Okay.
I think everybody has the right to vote. Everybody.
But why are you trying to stop Americans voting? Stop Russians from voting.
Tom, I want people who have the right to vote to be able to vote, and I want people who don't have the right to vote to not be able to vote.
But it's such a stupid thing. Like, two people out of a billion vote more than once. You're making a big deal out of it.
You think there are two illegal
votes
cast every year?
Yeah, I think that's stupid. I think you're looking here. Look over there. Stop Russians from voting. Put your energies to that. This is a bullshit argument.
You know,
you're spending all your time trying to get Democrats so they can't vote, so you get your idiot Republicans in office.
No, I want them to be able to vote.
You just want to suppress black people and Republicans votes. That's what you do.
You know, that's a big accusation.
Well, it's a fact. It's an absolute fact. You know it.
What is your evidence?
Not facts. Look at facts. How many 20? Look at
Tom.
It's a fact. Look at Ohio. How many people you stop from voting? There are people of color because they are Democrats. You're right,
Tom. You're just saying things that are fantasies.
I'm saying they're facts. Why don't you stop Russians from voting? Be an American.
I don't think a lot of Russian nationals voted in our last election. I don't think anybody.
But they were here campaigning. They were here pretending to
be. They were lobbying Hillary Clinton to purchase 20% of the American production of uranium. That's true.
Even Fox disproved that.
Disproved what?
The Shepard Smith. I'll send you the clip on that.
What did that disprove?
Quit red herring.
What did Fox disprove?
Red herring. You know that.
Tom,
you
can interrupt and distract and use profanity all you want.
Can you use profanity?
We'll edit it in post.
I'm sorry.
But Tom, you can distract and you can change the subject and you can interrupt all you want. That doesn't change the reality of the situation.
Do you know who Sergio Milan is? He's a source D in the Christopher Steele. I'm supposed to find out if you know who he is.
He's
a guy who's in the room for the pee-pee stuff.
So the Steele dossier, because
we've been talking about the Steele dossier. Thank you.
The Steele dossier paid for by Democrats. And lied about by Democrats.
Well, what do you mean they lied?
They lied about their involvement in it.
But it's all true.
Until just a month
it's
before the election.
It's all true, though.
But we know that some
you
of it's
care
been
if it's
disproved.
True?
We know that it's been disproved.
You can't say that. It's been
all right,
proven.
I'll keep going, then.
I'll prove it. Isikoff and Korn have proven it, and I have a guest.
Let's go.
Right,
we're going to keep going on this.
And, so, don't you think Christopher Steele's a hero? This guy came to the aid of the United States.
I think he's a foreign interloper interfering in our elections.
They're called allies.
Ironically, we
called out. You know our greatest allies. So who do you think our allies are? Jeong Kim Il or whatever.
Kim Jong Un.
Yeah.
Little Rocket Man.
Yeah.
Seriously,
who do you think our allies are?
Our allies are our allies. We have a lot of allies around the world. Italy, I'll use my own heritage for a moment. France really likes us now. The French Premier Emmanuel Macron loves Donald Trump.
But he also said,
BFFs.
Donald Trump, give me a statement this week. Hey, buddy, back up.
Israel is an ally of ours. They're very happy with us now because Barack Obama turned on our ally.
Why do you keep talking? Barack Obama isn't even in the news. He doesn't even say anything. Why are you dogging him? What is it about that guy? What is it that you guys feel you can't blame stuff on him? What's different about him?
Terrible president who damaged the country immensely. That's why we keep talking about
him. I think there's something else about him. There's something about him that you don't like.
He's a far left-wing Democrat who damaged the country, who destroyed a sixth of the
economy.
Had the worst economic recovery since the Great Depression.
You're aware of what the economy when he took over. Will you give him that? Because you know facts. Do you remember the economy when Barack Obama took over?
There was a financial crisis.
It was almost a depression. We've been in two wars. Give him that. Give him that.
It is true that the vast majority of deaths, American soldier deaths in Afghanistan, occurred under Barack Obama's watch. He was a wartime president.
Come on, you're a smart kid. And give him this, too. He was the first black American president. You remember that. That's a big deal in this country.
What you're saying is the people who oppose Barack Obama are racist.
But this country had slavery. Give him that. We've been through a lot in this country.
There was slavery in America.
A big deal. Acknowledge that that's a big deal. And we went through Jim Crow. Don't overlook it.
Who denies that slavery was a bad thing?
Acknowledge that we went through a lot. So it was a big deal for all of us when he was elected.
I wish he'd been a good president. It'd be nice if the first black president were a good president.
Take a moment. Because you seem like an
You talk like that.
When I mentioned that he was a terrible president?
No, no. To not take a beat and go, you know, that's a big deal. And he did, you know, that was a huge, to take just one side and go, the economy is in the crapper.
He was awful around the board. He lied to Americans repeatedly. He was terrible on foreign affairs. He was terrible on domestic affairs. On. That's a very sad thing that the first black president was so awful.
Hold on. You need to take a beat. You take a beat.
All right, I'm going to take a beat and do one last ad, and then we'll get back into the last segment of this.
What's the ad for? Your ads are better than your fucking show, man. I love your ads, though. What do we got?
This is a good endorsement of the sponsors. The ad is from Skillshare. Skillshare is really good. They've been with us since the beginning. We love them. Skillshare is an online learning platform with over 20,000 classes in business, design, technology, and more. So you might think, you know, that innuendo is enough, but it's not. You need to learn facts through Skillshare. You can take classes in social media marketing, illustration, data science, mobile photography, creative writing, you name it, they've got it. Whether you're trying to deepen your professional skill set, start a side hustle, or just explore a new passion, Skillshare is there to keep you learning and thriving. I really like them. I've taken one on, you can do one on hypnosis. I'm going to hypnotize Tom afterward, they're really good. Time management is good. I'm not good on time management today because we're running a little late on the show. But join the millions of students already learning on Skillshare today with a special offer for just my listeners. Get 2 months of Skillshare for just 99 cents. That's right. The Michael Knowles Show listeners get 2 months of unlimited access to over 20,000 classes for just 99 cents. Skillshare.com/Michael. Again, go to Skillshare.com/Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, to start your 2 months now. Skillshare.com/Michael. My final point for this segment, Tom.
You have good sponsors.
They are wonderful sponsors. They're really good.
I know, for real.
So my final point on this is all that we've heard about. We don't see the left making TV shows about the terrible economy or TV shows about the terrible foreign affairs or the TV shows about all the terrible oppression going on in the country because they couldn't. None of that is happening. All we're seeing shows on are Stormy Daniels, the porn star, and the elusive tapes from a long discredited dossier, and the this and the that. Where, you know, I heard he said a bad word on tape or this or that. Isn't that just because Democrats are distracting from how everything is going tickety-boo?
Good God, Brad. You know, I guess we're all just going about our business. You guys are making shows. You know, you guys are hitting the same beat too. You just are going about.
But we're not making up stories.
You're pretending they don't exist. You're just going over. You're just kind of going up here, and there are a lot of.
Show me the tape of the Russian models urinating on the bed, and then I'll say it's real. Show me the tape right now, and.
Oh no, I got to save for it. It's gonna be on my show, but it does exist.
But you have. So now you're saying you do have the tape.
I'm saying it exists 100%.
Do you have the tape?
I'm saying you will see.
Because you've accused him of
all this. Hold on, I'll tell you what you're gonna see. If you don't think Trump says the N-word. If you don't think Trump calls women all kinds of filthy, you will see that.
We have the tape of Donald Trump saying the N-word. Do we have it? Can we play it?
There are white. I've seen a lot of white in my time. I'm going to use that word.
Today, our country has lost a true American original, my friend and mentor, Robert C. Byrd.
There are white.
Senator Byrd was a man of surpassing eloquence and nobility.
I've seen a lot of white in my time. I'm going to use that word.
Senator Byrd was a man of surpassing eloquence and nobility. Today, our country has lost a true American original, my friend and mentor, Robert C. Byrd.
Guys, was that Donald Trump? Or was that former Senate Majority Leader Robert Byrd, the Democrat whom Hillary Clinton referred to as her great friend and mentor? Was that Trump? I think it was the demo. When are you going to do the story about this?
This is an explosive thing. That's hilarious.
Using the N-word.
Yeah, of course he's the N-word. It's Robert Byrd. Everybody's using the N-word. You've never said the N-word?
I think
worked at a meat packing plant.
Heard these words.
I've heard these words. Of course I have heard these words. From Iowa.
Who
has it? My next door neighbor's dog was named the N-word. Of course.
Are you defending Donald Trump for allegedly using a racial slur in an alleged video that nobody's seen? Are you defending him now because everybody said it?
Yeah, that's the whole show was to defend Donald Trump and say, Donald Trump, why? Here's him saying the N-word. Why? Of course he said it.
It seems hypocritical. Robert Byrd and Hillary Clinton using, and you yourself say everybody's used these slurs.
You realize she's not the president, though.
You
Thank
can't
goodness.
Take her down.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
But
and she's not the president because
question.
Of Donald Trump.
Do you feel totally confident that he will not get us in some sort of war?
I think he has been incredible on foreign affairs.
Do you think he will not get us in a war, Michael? I'm telling you, I'm asking you serious. Do you think not one military soldier will die because of it?
Wars wars happen all the time. I mean, and we can't decide them, right?
No,
the war on terror was thrust on us.
But I care. You know,
I don't think
I do all the I've been to Afghanistan. I've been to Iraq. I've been to all the places. I talk to the families. I do a lot of service work in that area.
Yeah.
Do you feel comfortable telling the servicemen and women and their families, America, that that guy has got it together enough to not risk the lives of any man and woman?
Well, the military risks their lives to defend the country, and
but
attacks happen on us.
Do you feel 100% that he's
I am 100% confident that he is a much more competent commander-in-chief than we've seen in recent years, and certainly more so than Barack Obama. I'm 100% confident of that, confident.
Do you feel he's 100% competent?
Yes, I do. I think he's. I think if you just look at how his handling, we know that ISIS has been utterly militarily demolished. We're seeing some progress being made on the Korean situation. It's the first inning, but it's being made. That's pretty good. We're seeing our allies finally coming around and cooperating with international agreements. We're seeing countries like China, who have violated World Trade Organization treaties for years, finally coming to the table and negotiating. We're seeing the IMF, the International Monetary Fund, saying that Donald Trump is responsible for the surge in the global economy. I am totally confident in this president, shocking as it is to say, on his handling of foreign affairs. Absolutely. And I see no evidence to the contrary.
If you were a father, you might take pause before saying that. I'm just telling you.
I would say, okay, I'm not going to ignore those facts.
No. It would be, again, but like the thing at the border with the kids being taken away from parents, it would be more personal.
But that's it wouldn't change reality.
It does change reality. What's your parent? This reality changes.
Tom, we have actually hit on it. I've got to let you go because I know you've got a busy
day. I understand.
But this, we have actually hit on this. Mm-hmm. The difference here is I'm sitting here saying, look, there's only this one reality that's happening. And you are literally saying right now, the personal is different than the reality. There's the subjective reality. There are multiple realities. That explains it. That explains the show. That explains the Democrat campaigns for the last 2 years. Mm-hmm. More than that. Tom,
all right,
great to have you on. Thank you so much, pal. I appreciate
Thank you.
It. I really have to say this because this is a very fun conversation. Mm-hmm. No Democrats, no left wingers ever come on my show, and you agreed to come on my show.
You're great.
That
you're fantastic.
Really
you're
deserves
a smart
something.
Kid.
All right, thank you
thank
very
you,
much.
Good luck to you.
All right, we've got to cut out of here before we get to all the rest of the news. If we have like 5 minutes left. Go to dailywire.com right now if you are a subscriber. If you're not, go, come on, subscribe. It's $10 a month, $100 for an annual membership. You get me, you get the Andrew Klavan Show, you get the Ben Shapiro Show, you get the Leftist Tears Tumblr, which Tom, very graciously drank out of. So you got to get it. It's FDA approved, baby. Go over there to dailywire.com. We'll be right back with the rest of the news.
You do have great stuff. Thank you, buddy.
We're back. Okay, we've got a lot to talk about. It was really nice to have Tom on. Tom, by the way, I don't want to keep you hostage here.
Right.
If you want to hop out, maybe I'll see you.
Thank you so much, buddy. I got to order my stuff. I got to get my fish oil and my stuff from your website.
This is really good. This is the best ad reads that we've ever gotten.
I love them.
All right, we've got to get back into this. So. I said this was, we're talking about a lot of smoke and mirrors here, all of the emotivism, all of the innuendo, not so much of the facts. Listen to this from the Southern Poverty Law Center. You know, because we could just call all the news today frivolous nonsense. So we're focusing on the Southern Poverty Law Center because they've named my little old me, my PragerU video, the most egregious Prager video of all time. And it's the video in which I attack the racists of the alternative right. But they're really upset. So what is the Southern Poverty Law Center? It's this massively funded propaganda machine. It's just this leftist propaganda machine. That's all it is. They have this patina of credibility because they have an interesting sounding name. They are nothing. They spent $10 million on fundraising in 2015, way more than they did on legal services. They transferred millions to offshore tax havens. They smeared the Family Research Council, which is a pro-traditional family group. A gunman who shot up that council cited the influence of the Southern Poverty Law Center in his shooting. There was mob violence at Charles Murray's speech at Middlebury. A faculty member who was there cited Southern Poverty Law Center again as justification. 2 years ago, the FBI totally stopped citing SPLC as a source because it's so frivolous. Probably shouldn't have nonprofit status. Its founder is just a direct marketing guru, Morris Dees. He was actually inducted into the Direct Marketing Hall of Fame. Real civil rights activists call him a con man. But he's so effective because all he does is rely on innuendo. Just like we were talking about with Tom, it's that exact same, it's all, well, what do you, you don't think this exists? What, you, come on, you don't you really think? It's all just innuendo. And so, ironically, the Southern Poverty Law Center has become a hate group. They're like against hate groups, and they've become a hate group. This is what they wrote about my video from the Southern Poverty Law Center. Quote, the most egregious of PragerU's videos, in Tripodi's opinion, is What is the Alt-Right? Hosted by conservative internet talk show host Michael Knowles. The video posits that as an alternative to conservatism, the alt-right is most accurately compared with the left for three reasons. The left and the alt-right are obsessed with identity politics, both focus on group identity rather than the individual, and both the left and the alt-right ultimately reject God. The video ends with Knowles declaring, in other words, the alt-right has nothing in common with conservatism and is in fact much closer to leftism, except of course that the left is much, much larger. That's all they wrote. They said it's the most egregious video, and then they just quote my video. But they don't give any evidence for why it's egregious. They don't give any argument for why it's egregious. They just, they make a blanket statement, and then they just fill it in with words. They just try to distract with frivolous nonsense, right? It's just these distractions. This, well, isn't, don't you think the economy is doing well? Don't talk about the economy. Talk about this imaginary video that everyone's been talking about. Well, but don't you think the foreign affairs? No, don't talk about that. Don't talk about, right? It's all just distraction. And by the way, this is how Donald Trump won. I know it's become cliche to say this is how Donald Trump won or this is how Donald Trump won. This is actually how he won. Have you heard about the ongoing saga of Chick-fil-A? So right there was an article in the Huffington Post. It said, if you really love LGBTQ people, you just can't keep eating Chick-fil-A. You can't. So if you really like gay people, you can't eat chicken sandwiches. And this is what the article said. It said, quote, if you care about queer people or yourself, or you yourself are queer, you have absolutely no business eating at Chick-fil-A ever. It's really that straightforward. And they dinged them because Chick-fil-A donates to the Salvation Army, which is Christian, and if it's Christian, then it's bad because it's not part of the Pride movement or something. The politicization of everything is so tedious. This base innuendo that everybody who doesn't agree with you is a bigot or a racist or a this or a that. It's so tedious and it's so divisive. I mean, even, you know, the acronym LGBT is by definition divisive, right? Because it keeps dividing itself. It's LGBTQP, LMNOP, or so, what, it just keeps going on and on and on to divide into smaller and smaller interest groups. There isn't much of a common culture anymore. There isn't, you don't see a lot of common culture. We don't watch the same TV shows. I am going to watch Tom Arnold's show because, you know, we had him on, but I suspect a lot of our audience probably isn't going to watch his show, and it's not that we all watch different things, different movies, different news, different, we read different books if we read at all. We don't have a common religion. We don't even have a common traditional love of country. And this is what makes Donald Trump appealing because Donald Trump appeals to like the last remaining things that unite us. And I'm not saying this is a good thing or a bad thing. I wish there was more that united us, but he appeals to winning. At least everybody should want winning, right? He appeals to good deals. We're going to get good deals, right? Okay, that appeals to all of us. Strength, peace, even football, right? He, you know, when football, at least you think that could unite all of us. And then that guy, Colin Kaepernick, tried to make that divisive as well and tried to protest against the symbol of America itself, and he called them out on it. People don't want that. This presidency, ironically, of Donald Trump is essentially a call for unity, again, in its own very brash Trumpian way. He says things like, we all have the same blood of patriots. We all bleed the same blood of patriots. What made Barack Obama so tedious, it was all just about poking his opponents, all just about dividing and dividing, talking about why men should use the little girl's bathroom and painting the White House in rainbow colors of light, right? You know, it's so just divisive. Writing off his countrymen as bitter clingers. I mean, listen to that. I asked Tom, I said, are you calling half the country racist? And he said, no. And then he called half the country racist. That, you know, when you write off your countrymen as bitter clingers like Barack Obama did, or Hillary Clinton writes them off as deplorable and irredeemable, that people don't like that. People don't, you're not, that's not aspirational. That's not inspired. That's just ugly and crass and base and divisive. And the good news for us is as long as our political opponents on the left keep that up, I think things are going to look up for us. I mean, there's a real aspirational quality to this presidency, to this political moment. Bill Kristol, the erstwhile Republican commentator and conservative commentator, he said the Reagan years were aspirational and Trump isn't. He's missing it. People are missing this. This is an aspirational moment of coming together, of succeeding, of trying to bring North Korea to the table, and we had a good first inning. Hopefully it goes all the way to the end. This is a good moment, and the left is relying strictly on smoke and mirrors. It is all illusion and innuendo and smoke and mirrors, and it's best just to smack it down and to ignore it. All right, that's the rest of our show. It's going to be hard to beat that one. Tom is a lively personality. But we will be back tomorrow. We have another great guest, and then we've got some more good stuff planned. In the meantime, I'm Michael Knowles. This is The Michael Knowles Show. I'll see you tomorrow. The Michael Knowles Show is produced by Senia Villarreal. Executive producer, Jeremy Boring. Senior producer, Jonathan Hay. Our supervising producer, Mathis Glover. And our technical producer is Austin Stevens. Edited by Jim Nickel. Audio is mixed by Mike Coromina. Hair and makeup is by Jesua Olvera. The Michael Knowles Show is a Daily Wire Forward Publishing production. Copyright Forward Publishing 2018.